I hope the day will be a special day for you as we celebrate together the feasts of our great King, our Lord. I served in the parish of Christ the King in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They claim to be the first parish dedicated to Christ the King after Pius XI in 1925 declared the feast of Christ the King. I don't know if that was true or not, but that's what they were claiming, that it was the first church named after the feast of Christ the King. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Could any more faith-filled words ever be spoken? The condemned man, there he was, hanging on the cross, like Jesus, in that desperate hour, he recognizes who Jesus is. Even though our Lord is badly mangled with tremendous wounds, blood everywhere, slowly passing away, he doesn't look like a majestic king, that's for sure. The rulers of Israel and even the soldiers are making fun of him, saying things like, "You're supposed to be the king. Make yourself come down from that cross." Even the condemned prisoner, one of them, reviled him. But then this other prisoner, dying on the cross, somehow receives the grace to see who Jesus truly is. And all the while, what is our Lord doing? Speaking words of love and mercy, pardon, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." What does this scene, horrible as it is, show us? I think it shows that some people will receive the grace to recognize Jesus for who he truly is. That prisoner, that condemned man, did when he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." The response he received from Jesus is an outpouring of mercy and love and forgiveness. "This day you will be with me in paradise." More wonderful words were never spoken. In an instant, God, suspended on the cross, offers eternal life to that fellow human being who is dying. Would it not be wonderful for us to hear those same words by Jesus at the moment of our death? "Today, you will be with me in paradise." Today is, of course, the feast of Christ the King, and it also happens to be the feast of one of the Mexican martyrs who died confessing his faith in Christ's kingdom. When he was standing before the firing squad, as probably most of you know, he refused to be blindfolded. He wanted to see those who were about to take his life, and he wanted to forgive them, just as our Lord did. They shot him, and that moment was recorded by camera and disseminated everywhere. It was a time of intense persecution of the church. Many priests were martyred, sisters. Many people had to leave Mexico and were killed if they were continuing to practice their faith. That martyr died November 23rd, same day as today, 1927. And when he died, it was not permitted for people to have outside processions or show any kind of signs of faith, but spontaneously, a huge, huge crowd of people gathered together, accompanied his body to its burial place. And so it continues today, the persecution of the church. But we will never give up acknowledging Christ as King. His church, founded to bring his love and his mercy to a darkened world will never cease reminding the world that Christ is King. He is the Lord. Jesus is God. He's the supreme being, the judge of all the living and dead. He's above every other power in heaven or on earth. He warned us that, yes, we would be persecuted for our faith in him, but that he would bring to us a kingdom of peace and happiness that would extend into eternity. Even here on earth, his kingdom is distinguished by the fact that it is a kingdom of love. It's a kingdom of peace, a kingdom of truth and justice. And it will always be such, since the King is infinite goodness, infinite mercy, truth, and life. I hope that we are each proud to be members of that kingdom of God. And we hope to be so even though our lives might be taken away, just as many are taken away in Nigeria, Sudan, and other places, because they are Christians, because they believe in Christ as King. Every year, on this last Sunday of our liturgical year, we celebrate this great feast of Christ the King. While many may fail to recognize him and his authority, there are still many who do. You are one of those. We're gathered here today to render homage to Christ our King and to once again renew humbly our submission to his authority. We love him. We love him. We're happy to be known as Christians, followers of this Christ. We're not ashamed to be so. We want the whole world to know him and to follow him and to love him, to believe in him. And so we'll continue to do everything in our power to lead as many people into his kingdom. My dear fellow Christians, let's rejoice. Rejoice in him and in our faith, knowing that he rules by his almighty power, that he's the Lord, that he's God. And look what he does for us. Even here at this Mass, he's going to feed us with the best of all food, giving us even his sacred body and blood. This is our King. This is how he is with us. And he sends us his Holy Spirit so he can strengthen us, make us valiant, courageous witnesses, even till the ends of the earth. To him be all glory, honor, and thanksgiving now and always and forever.